Thank you, Tara, for the huge donation via PayPal. You're insane and it's appreciated. That was very kind of them. Now I can fix my teeth. Thank you. I like eating candy. And thank you, Melody, as well, for the donation. It's all extremely appreciated. That Tara dono came out of, like, nowhere. Well, you were just sitting there, filling out your shirt and DVD orders, and then it was like, bam, Tara! Thank you, for all the support. My teeth shall be made of diamonds! I can chew glass again, gonna chew glass again. No, no diamond teeth. So, Super Mario Brothers. And this is episode 70, Super Mario Brothers. Why do you say this? Remember how I said once the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League happened, every other director would want their own cut of their previously released films? You did. Super Mario Brothers. You mean that old movie with Bob Hoskins and Leguizamo? Yeah. No. Yeah. Apparently, there's a rough cut of the Super Mario Brothers movie called The Morton Jankel Cut. It's up on archive.org. It's an extended rough cut using VHS sources. So, for those who like to abuse themselves, there you go. That movie was strange and odd and a why-did-this-happen type thing. Yeah, speaking of which, Garbage Pail Kids are getting an animated series for some reason. I mean, I guess because, you know, the movie was so good.
Wow, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel, aren't they? I mean, what's next? Hobgoblins the series?
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting a bit crazy out there, but on an oddly bright note, that rumored Munsters series that was supposed to be helmed by Rob Zombie will apparently be a movie. So that could either be really awesome or absolutely terrible. So, Bobby Z, don't mess it up. Don't put your wife in it. And work on another El Super Bisto when you get a chance, okay? Come on. And on the topic of old stuff, we got some more gifts!
I didn't get anything this week.
You got enough! Come on. I did! So much goodness! Thank you again!
This week, I got some awesome goodies from Lucifer.
Wow! Satan is so generous! I have no idea why he gets such a bad reputation!
Oh, God. Again, it's Lucifer.
Fear! Well, he is scary. At least according to Tenacious D. Oh, yeah.
Yo, why is Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny not on Blu-ray yet? Come on. It's a cult classic. Anyway, once I get through the Loretta Lynn and Freddie Fender discs that were sent to us by Fennis, I'm going to be listening to a bunch more Furnace Face over the next few weeks because Lucifer sent us a bunch more Furnace Face albums starting with Unsafe at Any Speed, which we did actually have, but not for nothing. The used copy we had was so jank, the disc had to be resurfaced 3 times just to be able to rip it. So, yeah, this is going to be a quality of life upgrade to the scratched-up coaster we had, which shall be redonated. The next album! This will make you happy.
Will it?
I think so. Especially if you like that mid-90s alternative rock sound before it became watered down and whiny.
How good!
And another Furnace Face CD called Just Buy It!
Bye. It was gifted. Do I have to buy it again?
Yeah, you have to buy it again. Sorry, that's just the way the world works. If an album says, just buy it, you have to. Okay? It's the law. It's the law of musical commerce.
I knew I should have put that on my albums.
And last but not least, a vinyl of Furnace Face's single, Sucked Into Drugland. So, Hilsey,
hi.
You probably have a new theme song here.
Oh, yeah. Even though I was kind of hoping for a psychedelic J-pop sequence, but you know, hey, I'll take what we can get because we're on a budget, so thank you.
Also, Lucifer sent us a bunch of throat coat lozenges because your throat has been jank for the last few weeks.
Thank you. I'm feeling better.
Yeah, make sure you share some of them with a fat carrot so his voice gets better, too.
Sharing is caring, but what if I don't care? Do I get to keep them all?
No, you have to share.
Ow. Okay. Thank you, Lucifer, for your musical givings and medicinal candy goodies. Thank you!
It is odd. I did not expect Foamy to be concerned about Pumpkin Guy or his recent vocal issues enough in the slightest.
Why does everyone think I hate everyone?
Because you say, "Oi, I hate everything, and everything sucks!"
Right. But I kind of figure people would know what I mean. You know, like, the normies. Those are the ones I kind of don't like. The fat carrot is just, you know, there. Besides, he's way too optimistic for my tastes.
The world could use some optimism.
You wouldn't need optimism if people didn't make things seem so hopeless. And Josie!
What?
What's going on there? Around the chest area?
It seems while researching anime sites for Peg Lee, I caught a nasty virus that seems to enlarge specific areas of my mesh. It is rather strange.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It should be fixed by next week. But, I mean, if it's not, it's not a big deal, is it?
Yes, it is. My bone rigging hurts.
Fix it. Anyway, getting back to the topic of music, a bunch of albums were released. Danny Elfman, Garbage, a live concert by the Horror Pops on Blu-ray, re-releases of a bunch of Peter Murphy albums, which we already have, but also a collection of rarities I will definitely pick up when I can. For those who don't know, Peter Murphy is also the singer of Bauhaus. If you don't know that, I can't help you. But for those looking for an early Sisters of Mercy Joy Division type sound to delve into, try the band Perturbator. Perturbator. The album Lustful Sacraments will probably fill that void.
Where do you find all this weird stuff?
I keep my ear open, but this band I've been keeping up with since I first heard them on Skin Teen's Twitch stream.
Skin Teen? Oh, they're gonna need a ton of sunscreen if they have no skin.
Yeah, Skin Teen usually delves into darker horror games, which I generally don't have the time to play, because I'm always working, so I watch what I can, and you probably should too if you like horror stuff.
Nice.
Now, for the anime folks, School Live. Both live-action films are getting a Blu-ray release in the next few months.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that anime. I had no idea they did live-actions.
Yeah, anime to live-action movies are hit and miss, so who knows if it's any good.
Yeah. You know, again, I kinda wish anime had those Marvel Cinematic Universe-type budgets, you know? It might be one day.
Yeah, because anime needs to get watered down by a Western conglomerate more than it already has. Anyway, for Pride Month, the game Tell Me Why has been made free by the devs on just about every platform. So, snag it while you can.
I like free. It entices me with its affordability. Can we talk about the Mayweather fight with Logan Paul?
Dude, that was a farce.
I mean, am I the only one that thought Mayweather was, like, phoning it in? I mean, when you look at the stats, Mayweather was, like, 75% more effective and efficient with punches, while Paul was swinging wildly like he was button-mashing a fighter or something. Expended so much energy. You know, I think one good punch from Mayweather would have knocked him on his ass.
Yeah, from what I saw, Mayweather was kind of just there for the money.
They both made so much money, it saddens me.
Yeah, I mean, we now live in a society where people get paid millions of dollars to get punched in the head. And people wonder why all those dangerous viral challenges keep happening on social media. As long as humanity has existed, they will do stupid things for monetary gain or notoriety.
You know, and people make fun of me for watching Japanese lady wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not even going down that road today. Everyone out there, support on Patreon if you can so we don't have to go into boxing and have people punch us in the head for money.
Yes, our brains work better inside our heads. Did you know Lucifer also supports us on Patreon?
Yes, I do.
I mean, with Lucifer backing us, we should really get into politics, you know, and not boxing.
It's last time. Lucifer. Not actual Satan.
Well, what if it's like his pen name?
So, you think Lucifer has the pen name Lucifer? I mean, that's kind of a bit obvious, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant! I mean, if I learned anything from The Usual Suspects, it's the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Stop watching things. Anyway, we're gonna wrap this up. Pillsy has to get some teeth fixed.
I blame Candy.
So, he may be talking funny for a while, not that anyone would notice.
That's what the Palooka Boodles do, I'd see you to believe.
Yeah, Bigley, fix Josie. Pillsy, stay off of the weird foods. Thanks everyone for all the support, goodies, monies, likes, subscribes, and all that.
Yes, sharing is very important. If you cannot support for whatever reason, word of mouth also helps. Share your favorite episode. Let people know the series exists. for the sheer amount of content on the internet has made us become lost among a sea of shouty humans.
Yeah, it's sad but true. The last few years have seen less folks able to find us. I don't know if it's the algorithms or stuff getting buried under an already cluttered feed of clickbait or hyped up FOMO content, but every bit helps. Folks, back in the day, banded together to get our stuff into hot topics around the country. I'm sure we can band together now and get our content trending somewhere. Go. Do it now.
Yeah, make my works easier so I don't explode due to overworks.
Yeah, speaking of which, you need to start working on a new Island series episode. All right, come on, hurry up.
What? I did 4 already.
Yeah, series usually go beyond 4 episodes.
Ah, not if it's a BBC series.
He's not wrong.
You know, he's got a point there. Oh my god. All right, everyone, later. We're gonna try to patch ourselves up over the next couple of weeks. We've been hurting, but we're trying to get better. Later!